Welcome to today's podcast. You are in for a treat. So for the next few podcasts, we're going to take a look back over the course of this journey. Now, for those that are just joining us, I am going into almost 2 years podcasting conversations with Hikini. And so we have been on a great journey of self-discovery, self-love, living more mindfully one day at a time. So we're going to talk about that more in these next few podcasts as we get ready for podcast 100. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So yes, we are coming up on episode number 100. So each Wednesday for almost 2 years, I have been podcasting on Wednesdays, Conversations with Hikini. It's been an awesome journey. And so as we gear up for episode 100, I wanted to take a step back for these next few podcasts. It's about 5 before we get to number 100. Now, according to where you're tuning in from, I know with Apple Podcast, I uploaded about 4 when I first started. So it'll look a little different as far as when we get to podcast 100. So I'm super excited though, but I wanted to take a step back because we have been on a long journey of mindfulness, mindful living one day at a time. And so when we first started out, we focused on really honing in on that self-care and that self-love, because being in the health and wellness sphere, I've learned a lot that you can have all the diets, the number crunching, you can do all the things, but if you don't learn how to love yourself, then all of that, it's not going to work, because everything that you do is connected to who you are as an eater and also what you eat. Everything matters. It's a whole holistic approach. So when we talk about wellness, and if you tune into a lot of my podcasts, you'll see how we go on a journey of just discovery. And there are some controversial pieces as well, because we were taking this journey also during the pandemic. And so there are a few controversial podcasts out there, and I invite you to actually go and look at those. Some of the things that I've discovered along the way, I may not agree with those things. At the time, it did fit the bill, but things changed over almost 2 years, and I may not agree with everything that was spoken, in which is all a part of growth. And I will not take anything back. Everything is a journey. And you know, we learn as we go, even down to some of the people that I followed back then. Some of those people I do not follow anymore, because just learning and growing and evolving as a purpose, as a person, and yes, having more purpose as well. So for this podcast, we're going to take a step back and really think about our self-image and our self-worth. As you can look back now and how things have changed, more and more people are online. More and more people are taking a look at things online. And so more and more people also are showing themselves. You know, a lot of people are doing more tutorials about beauty and health and wellness and a lot of funny things that you see on TikTok. So more and more people are out there, are putting themselves out there. And so you really just want to step back to see, is this the person, or are they just doing things for show, or doing things to just, you know, make money? And there's still a lot of pressure around trying to be your best self, what you want that to look like, and how much of being vulnerable you want to be out there in that social space. And so it brings me to a poem that I wrote. I wrote the poem back in 2019 when we were actually in Kigali, Rwanda. We were living there for exactly 111 days. So if you like numbers, you can go see what that 111 stands for. But we actually had a great journey there. It was business related and just dealing with the different challenges and really having that time to spend a lot of time in the quietness and finding out what I really want to do in this online space and learning how to let things go and unplugging. And I don't know if you've ever been on that side of the world, but it's more to what you see on TV. Just FYI, just a side note. It's beautiful hills. There's some beautiful properties. There's some not so nice places, just like different places around other parts of the world in the US, if you live in the US as well. But there's also some beautiful, nice places to visit and just to hang out. And so you got to see a variety more than what you probably have seen on TV and maybe just the first three pages of Google. It was a great experience, but during that experience, I wanted to like just get quiet and just see, what more do I want to bring to myself and bring to my surroundings, and learning how to be more confident and comfortable in my own skin. So the poem, it's an unofficial title about loving where you are and loving yourself where you are, but it's a great poem that I wrote. And so it also is the kickoff from Conversations with Hikini, the very first episode. So I invite you to revisit that episode. So I'm not going to read the poem here because I just don't want to duplicate the entire poem. I actually did that in another episode when I was doing like a little mini review. The reason why I mentioned this, that first podcast episode anyway, because it's the most viewed, and it could be because it's the very first podcast, and or two because of the title. The title is Why Are You Never Satisfied, My Dear? So that's the title I have for the podcast, but it's all talking about loving yourself where you are. So I invite you, and I'll put that information in the show notes where you can actually go directly to that podcast and listen to that episode. I highly recommend it, but I never really went into real detail of how I created that and why I created that. But I was actually sitting on a couch. Where we were living, it looked like a mansion. The house, it had about 8 bedrooms. It was huge. It was a nice setup. You never would have thought something like that would be on that side of the world, but I had a huge eye opener. And just when you learn how to get beyond where you live and get beyond self, it's just explore and see what's out there. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful country, Rwanda is. And so I was sitting on one of the couches and I was playing around with my phone, and I took a picture of myself, and then I start circling all the things at first glance I wanted to change. And then I was like, I love myself just the way I am, without all of the things. And so I started writing, and it was that initially something I posted on one of my Instagrams that I had at the time. And then I was like, wow, I like this. This is something I want to keep. And so, of course, another year later, I didn't even realize I was starting Conversations with Hikini. And that was my kickoff. That was like the whole like summary of why I wanted to start. Because we need to learn to love ourselves first where we are. And as you do that, you'll begin to see how things start connecting and how you can grow. And as you add things to your health and wellness toolkit, you'll see things a lot differently. You'll have a new perspective on when you choose different things. And so you'll feel more vibrant and alive too. You won't be so much worrying about all the other things. Now, there may be days, you know, you may have your moments, but you can always go back to that thing. You can always go back and regroup and start all over again. So I want you to take a trip back down memory lane to that first episode. I'll have it in the show notes and leave a comment. It's on howtolivein.com. I'll put all of the extra links there. But wherever you listen to this podcast, it'll have that link and it'll route you to that page. And then you will have an opportunity to actually leave a comment. And leave a comment. Let me know what you think about that poem and how it resonated with you and any other nuggets you would like to share as well. So super excited as we are counting down to episode 100. So I hope these few episodes during this countdown will be very inspirational and action-packed for you to do something and move forward in being the change that you want to see in your life. Until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. Bye for now.